Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis quotes a machlokes Tanoim regarding the Nesachim that we know whenever a person brought a carbon, he had to bring along Nischa Yayin, he had to bring along wine, and on the Mizbeach there was a drain on the southwest corner where they would pour the wine down. The Chum hold that wine would go all the way down. Rabbi Elazar of Tzaddik says that every 70 years, the Pirchei Kahuna, the young Kohanim, would go down that drain and pull up the congealed wine and burn it. And the Gemara explains this machlokes, that Rabbi Elazar of Tzaddik is of the opinion that there's Kedusha in these Nesachim, and therefore, they need to be burnt because the floor where it ultimately landed had in it Kedusha and is Mekadosh the Nesachim. According to Chamim, once the Nesach Hayayin was performed, there is no Kedusha anymore. And since there's no more Kedusha, there's no obligation to burn it. This Gemara serves as the basis of a very famous Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, in the Shas Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simen Ayin Hei, discusses the Shaila where Chametz was cooked in a pot 2 years ago. Now it's Pesach. The Chametz was cooked in this pot 2 years ago. The pot was absolutely clean. And now, 2 years later, they use that pot to cook food for Pesach. And there were those that said, you can't eat that food on Pesach. It was cooked in a chametz tiga pot. But even though we know that after 24 hours, there's a concept that the pot wasn't used, there's a concept that all the bleis in the pot are noisen tam l'bgam, we don't rely on that for Pesach. So the Chacham Tzvi says that he doesn't agree. He says, does that mean if a pot wasn't used for 1,000 years and it was used 1,000 years ago for chametz, and now after 1,000 years, that pot will be used to cook Pesach food, that food will be chametz? He says, it's hard to accept that. And therefore he holds that after 12 months, the halacha is the pot is considered kosher. The Chacham Tzvi himself says that he's not ready to rely on this l'chatchila, but he is prepared to say that if food b'di'evid was cooked, food for Pesach was b'di'evid cooked in such a pot, we could be lenient. Many poskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. The Ponim Iris, who was a brother-in-law of the Chacham Tzvi, disagrees. The Steichemed in Mareches Chametz Matzah Simen Zayin Ois Gimel brings down many Paiskim who disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, and he actually quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba that says that only by Yayin Nesach is there a halacha of Yishun after 12 months. It loses the concept of Yayin Neshin. Everywhere else, it doesn't change that. And so too, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Aruch Haim Simen Tufnan and Aleph, says we can't rely on the Chacham Tzvi since the Rashba disagrees with him. The Paiskim want to use our Gemara as a raya against the Chacham Tzvi, because our Gemara says that the Yayin that was used for the Sochem, even after 70 years, still had the Kedusha of Yayin Nesach. 70 years have passed. So we see that years passing doesn't make a difference. The Shaul Tshuva Shaul Meshiv says the Raya from Al Gemara is not a great Raya. He says because it's not that the wine was there for 70 years. Every day of the 70 years, they poured in wine until after 70 years, there was accumulation of so much that they had to clear it out. But there's a wine in there that was just poured yesterday, or certainly within the last year. We're speaking about a case where it wasn't used at all. Moreover, the Sholem Eishiv says that our Gemara, the focus of our Gemara is Kedusha. Is it still Kedush? The focus of our Gemara is not Isra Heter. And therefore, he suggests that the halachas of Hegdish and the halachas of Isra Heter don't necessarily travel together. And even though, therefore, our Gemara certainly teaches us that as far as Hegdish is concerned, the Kedusha remains forever, that doesn't have anything to do with the halacha of Isra Heter. The Sefer Siddur Pesach HaChosoi says that let's say you have a keli for Pesach that you can't kasher. So the halacha is that you could rely on not using the keli for 12 months. And this is a very relevant question. People have in their homes china or even korel that can't be kashered, and they became non-kosher. They became a milchig keli became fleishigs. A fleishig keli became milchigs. So the Paiskim say that if you don't use the keli for 12 months and then you do Hagola three times, you could be makel. There are those that say you can't, that only for chametz, if you pay something a keli that can't be kashered, became chametz dig, there we could be more lenient. Because there's a very famous question, how do we look at chametz before Pesach and after Pesach and maybe considered heter? But when we talk about fleishigs to milchigs, milchigs to fleishigs, it may be something that we can't rely on. In general, the Paiskim don't want to rely on the Chacham Tzvi without other snifim. One, if it's only, you have to have other snifim, let's say there was a suffix. If it was chametzdig, if there was a suffix, and also have 12 months, then we could be makel. Remosha, and the Shalos Chuvas Igris Moshe, Yoredei Chelik Beis, Simon Memvov. The discussion there is regarding a family who wants to start keeping kosher. And they had expensive china that they had used until now for Macholos Asuris. And we know that china, earthenware, cannot be kashered. But Ramosha discusses that for the last 12 months, they have not used that china. Ramosha says that since we're dealing with a hefsim ruba of throwing out the china, and we're also dealing with takonas hashavim, we want to make it as easy for people to become bali tshuva. So he's ready to be makel when you have 12 months pass and then do hagola three times. And I also saw that the shailos tshuva shevet alevi Chelik Vav Simen Nun Vav also is Mekel B'dievet. This is also the basis for a very famous minig. There are many people who are careful on Pesach not to eat gebroks. Gebroks means that they don't let matzah come in contact with water. But on Achron Shel Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, they do eat gebroks. The question is, these people, if their kalim on Pesach got affected with gebroks, they would not use those kalim. Yet these very same people on Achron Shel Pesach are using these kalim for gebroks, and then next year, Mitzvah Shem, they're going to use those kalim for Pesach. But why should those kalim be considered kalim, which are gebroks, and these people don't let their kalim become gebroks? The answer is that they rely on the Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi says that after 12 months, we could be more lenient. The issue, however, there are two issues. One issue is that there aren't necessarily 12 months from Akron for Pesach until next year Pesach. Particularly if you start cooking in those kelim before Pesach. And that's why the Pesachim suggests that they only rely on that. Some Pesachim suggest that they only rely on that heter in a year that's Shanas Muveris, and then you have indeed more than 12 months from Akron Shal Pesach until next year Pesach. Again, you have to pay attention not to start using those kelim until 12 months are passed. Moreover, as we've quoted from many Pesachim, they don't want to rely on the Chacham Tzvi, and even the Pesachim that are prepared sometimes to rely on the Chacham Tzvi only rely on the Chacham Tzvi when there was also kashering. We don't find that these people who use their kelim on Akron Shal Pesach kasher their kelim before next year Pesach. The answer is because the whole chumrah of the brux is only a minik. It's not something which is really required in Ikra Adin. And therefore there, we could be more lenient. But that isn't necessarily an indication that we could rely on the Chacham Tzvi when kashering is truly required.